Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau replaced the telephone receiver and jotted down the address. Sergeant Callahan looked up from the novel he was reading.
Who was it, Chief? Somebody we know?
Man by the name of Lester Smith. He just reported a murder in the 1320 Hatton Road.
I say, that's where Captain Stimson lives.
Did live, Callahan. He was murdered sometime tonight. I'm going out there.
Oh, what a night, and you have to drive all the way out there through this storm.
A half hour later, the inspector drove up the muddy driveway to the ancient rambling mansion of the retired shipmaster. He halted under the leaky portico and climbed out into the driving rain. The doorbell was answered by a tall, pasty-faced individual who seemed very relieved at seeing the police officer.
Come in, Inspector Hawk. I'm Lester Smith, Captain Stimson's companion. I called you a while ago.
Inspector Hawk removed his rubbers in the spotless vestibule. Lester Smith motioned toward a doorway.
Here is Captain Stimson's bedroom.
Jonathan Hawk walked to the bed upon which the dead man lay, a gaping wound in his chest. On a table near the bed, the inspector noticed a small, keen-bladed knife. Hawk was examining the knife when he heard a voice behind him.
An interesting knife, isn't it? For murder?
Jonathan Hawk looked up to see a lithe, black-bearded man.
Permit me, Inspector. I'm Eric Forbes. I was his chief mate years ago in the Highland Queen.
I see. Did you ever see this knife before?
Oh, yes. That little plaything is a Scottish dirk I've kept as a souvenir for years. It was in my room, but I have no idea how it got here. Did you find the body?
No, Inspector. I was upstairs when I heard a scream and come running down here. Smith here was here ahead of me.
Thank you. Smith, where were you when you heard the scream?
Well, I was returning from posting a letter, and just as I was coming up the path to the front door, I heard the scream and I dashed in. The captain was dying.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk faced the two men.
Now, surely, you men could have both told more convincing alibis. One of you made such a blunder in his story that I am going to hold him on suspicion of murder. Yes. One of you made such a blunder in your story that I shall hold you on suspicion of murder.
The homicide officer looked into the frightened face of Lester Smith.
Smith, you told me that you heard the scream while you were outside on the pathway. If that had been so, there would have been foot tracks in the vestibule. I splashed through mud and water to get to the doorway, yet I found the rug in the vestibule spotless. Consequently, I'm holding you for the murder of Captain Stimson.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Night Ride, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.